that was James Ray, the 4th of July. And yeah, I'm gonna interview him next week. It'll be a recording, but that's okay. And because he's playing on Labour Weekend, I think at the Harbour View, so we'll find out more about that at his interview. And he also plays at the Raglan Club every Thursday night, except the last Thursday of the month. And also, Louisa teaches line dancing, and she's choreographed a line dance to that song, the 4th of July, which is pretty cool. So yeah, if you're interested in learning some line dancing, pop along at 5:30 on a Thursday, and you can, yeah, have some lessons for free, and then join everybody in continuing from 6 when James comes on till 9 o'clock. So yeah, lovely bar staff and really good food. So yeah, come along. And yeah, and it was Louisa's birthday on Monday, so happy birthday to her for then. And and also we're just acknowledging Chris Christopherson's passing. So let's play another one from him. Let's play this one. I think it's probably better done by Janis Joplin. Sorry, Chris. But we'll play this one anyway. Me and Bobby McGee.
If it sounds country, man, that's what it is. It's a country song. Yeah, okay. Well, 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. Busted flat in Baton Rouge and heading for the trains. Feeling nearly faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained. Took us all away to New Orleans. I took my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana and was blowing sad while Bobby sang the blues. With them windshield wipers slapping time and Bobby clapping hands, we finally sang a velvet song that driver knew. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free. Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. From the coal mines of Kentucky to the California sun, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Standing right beside me, Lord, to everything I'd done. Every night she kept me from the cold. Then somewhere near Salinas, Lord, I let her slip away. Looking for the home I hope she'll find. And I'd trade all my tomorrows for a single yesterday, holding Bobby's body next to mine. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing left is all she left for me.
Feeling good was easy, Lord, when Bobby sang the blues. Buddy, that was good enough for me. Good enough for me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 me and Bobby McGee. La da 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 me and Bobby.
So that was Kris Kristofferson, me and Bobby McGee, and you're listening to Heart Talks with Jane. And probably should mention about my scarred vocal cords. So I sound a little bit different because I had an operation in 1987 by Randall that, he tried hard to do a good job, but basically stuffed my throat. And so, yeah, he did admit later on that when he opened me up, he should really have just closed me back up, because what he saw in real life was a bit different to what he saw on the scan. It was a lot more extensive. And but he had a good guy, and yeah, scarred my vocal cords and what they call stenosis, so narrowed my larynx. So, yeah, I have to breathe through a tracheostomy tube all the time now. And I did have that for most of my life, though, because I was born with that big growth that he dug out in my larynx. So, yeah, from 3 weeks old I had a trachea anyway. Mostly they're put in though for accidents and things like that. There's a few around with permanent ones. I remember I was, I don't know if I've told this story before, but anyway, I was volunteering in the emergency department at Waikato Hospital every second Saturday night back in about 2008, 2009, something like that. And yeah, there was a guy in there, and I was just, you know, going to people and say, do you want to have a cup of tea? And there was a guy in there who'd had a stroke, and he'd lost the ability to breathe properly. So they had to put a tracheostomy tube in, and he was going to be wearing that for the rest of his life. And I think he was early 50s. Absolutely devastated. He'd gone into the ED at Waikato because he'd had a really bad infection. And so he was sitting there with his wife, and I just walked in and said to his wife, would you like a cup of tea, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they just stared at me like they couldn't believe that I was actually volunteering with a tracheostomy tube for them, because he thought his life was over. And I said, oh, no, I've always ridden horses, and I learned to ski a few years ago, and blah, blah, blah. And yeah, so it was really quite, I think, quite healing for him to meet me and realise that having one does not mean that you have to stop your life or not do stuff. I mean, you can't really go canoeing, because falling in deep water could be a bit tragic. But, yeah, so that's basically that. But, you know, again, that healing thing, I'm just thinking about it now and looking back, he probably would have been better to do something like what I did when I had the major surgery on my throat that scarred my vocal cords and took away my normal voice. Was I bought a horse. I'd already ridden a bit and, you know, done pony club and all that, but then sold my pony club pony and had a bit of a break. But what I did was I bought a horse and I just rode. And because back then, there was no counselling, there was no help to say, you know, sorry, we've stuffed up and this is how we're going to help you cope emotionally. They just said, no, see you later. We can't do anything more. We tried laser surgery and that didn't work. So, yeah, I think finding what you love and doing what you love is it's not just enjoyment of life, it's extremely healing for your body as well, because when you're not doing things that are true for you and working in employment and jobs and things that aren't true for you, then it's a real misalignment with your being, and you start to have health issues and things start to break down. So I think it's a really important thing. And going back to this Enneagram thing, the nine-pointed star thing, and we're just looking at the number one on the Enneagram, and it starts in employment and looking at what number ones are like as employees, which it could be quite useful to businesses around to actually get a bit of a handle on this and a bit of inside info into who they're employing. So we've already established that, pardon me, number ones are perfectionists. So they like to get things right, which could be quite good to employ a number one, because they'll always be, you know, pulling other people up and making sure that things are done correctly. But then on the team building side, because they need to be right, it may not go too well in a team environment. They can have trouble building consensus. So, yeah, and as I said before, the goal orientated and process orientated rather than relationship orientated. So yeah, they like to be evaluated on these skills and are uncomfortable with subjective criteria like a good personality. They like directness. So yeah, it's a very interesting. So I'll just turn the page. It's not much more on the number one, we're going on to the number two, but I think there's a lot of pros and cons with they say here ones are alert to the glitches and the flaws in reasoning, the weak spots in a plan, but they prefer not to be the lone critical voice and do not want to go first if there's a chance of being made to look foolish. So yeah, if you can relate to that, then you could be a number one. Okie dokie, let's have another song. Let's have James Ray's other song that he's put out, his other single, new single out, the one he wrote for his daughter called Faith.
Faith, and she lifts me up. faith in my heart. It's a wonderful day, right from the start. Bright morning sun or dark and stormy skies, there's a rainbow of love in her eyes. I don't need fortune or luck, all I need is my faith in love. When I'm down and the times are tough, my angel is faith and she lifts me up. My angel is faith and she lifts me up. My dying days, heaven on earth is my angel faith. Heaven on earth is my angel faith. I don't need fortune or luck, all I need is my faith to love. When I'm down and the times are tough, my angel is faith and she lifts me up. My angel is faith and she lifts me up. My angel is faith and she lifts me up. My angel is faith.
And that was Faith by James Ray, who we're going to be talking to next week. So that'll be really cool. He's a very lovely guy, plays at the Raglan Club every Thursday night, except the last Thursday of the month, where he plays in Cambridge. And and he wrote that song for his daughter Faith, and very lovely. So yeah, we're just talking about the Enneagram on Heart Talks here, and the Enneagram in Love and Work. And it seems to be work is the one that we're addressing first, and just been talking about the number one in the Enneagram. There's nine numbers that relate to personality typing. And like I said before, and I have to reiterate, you know, the key thing really is to not become attached to what it means about you, and just use it as a tool to see where you're coming from and see yourself a little bit more clearly. Because when we see ourselves really clearly, it enhances where we want to go. And just on that note, there's a I do a little bit of training in the Natural Success Program, which is a program that's initiated by a guy who lives in Venice Beach called William Whitecloud. And and part of one of his courses is putting a straw through a potato, a raw potato. And yeah, it's really interesting, because you really have to visualize that straw coming out the other side of the potato. It's quite fascinating, the whole process that you go through. And if you can visualize that, so it's like, you know, if you're going for what you want, you can use it as a massive analogy for creating in life. So you're visualizing this straw, and like we use, I think you can only buy paper straws now. So you're visualizing the straw coming out the other side. And, you know, if your mind goes off on a tangent partway through, then it doesn't come out the other side. And also, if you have a dysfunction, like, you know, in life you go for things, but you only get, say, 80% towards your end result, and then you flake out, then you, 9 times out of 10, when you're putting that straw through the potato, you'll only get 80% through the potato. So it's really quite fascinating. And so it's a great analogy to how we create. So yeah, and I was on a course, and excuse me, and I was having trouble getting the straw through. And I thought, what's going on here? I've done this heaps of times before, got the straw through. So I realised that, I had to really look at where I was coming from, look at myself a bit clearer here. And I was visualising it coming out the other side and doing everything right. But when I actually looked at myself a bit clearer of where I was coming from, what's going on in this egoic structure of mine, it was like, okay, well, I'm trying to look good in front of these people because I've done this a few times before, so I have to look like I know what I'm doing. And at the bottom of it was really, I'm not allowed to be capable was probably the limiting belief I was running, but there was a whole lot of other stuff going on as well. So once I saw that, brought it up into the daylight, the vision of the straw coming out the other side of the potato was so much clearer, much more vivid. And then it just went straight through. It just went bam, straight through with the straw. So, in life, when we see where we're coming from, we see ourselves clearer. That vision of where we're going to, what we want to create, what we're going for becomes a lot stronger, a lot clearer, and a lot easier to bring into reality and create. So, yeah, have a go, get a straw, get a potato. Remember my sons were staying with me when I had my house in Opunaki, and it was actually the middle one and the oldest, and the middle one is very good at creating. Now he's created a little bit of a disaster at the moment, but he's very good at creating generally. And I gave him a straw and a potato. I said, just pop it through, and he did, bam, straight through, straight away. I think the first time I did it took me about 14 tries. Straight through. And I said, oh God, I bet you couldn't do it again. Gave him another straw. He went into the lounge and sat down and bam, straight through again. So, yep, pretty amazing when you have that amount of focus that you just can do it twice in a row. First off, my oldest had a bit more trouble. He's got a different lot of things going on. But anyway, let's have another song. Let's have this one. It's off Siani's Christmas 24 playlist. Lucky you if you're getting it for Christmas. It's called Rag Race, Bad Mountain.
Lost amongst your pace. take me out of this race. I'm getting lost amongst your peace.
Raglan Wayne Super Values. Come in and check out our great specials with over 1,000 every week. If you are a gold card holder, every second Tuesday is for you. Present your card and receive an instant 5% discount on your purchases, including all existing specials. Our community cash grants are available to all local clubs and organisations. Our New Zealand Post and KiwiBank staff are here to help. We look forward to seeing you in store and being part of this great Raglan community.
Shivering through winter or sweltering in that summer heat, Stendi Electrical is here to help with our top-notch heat pumps. Our team of experts is fully licensed and trained to install the latest energy-efficient heat pumps in your home or business. And if you don't know which heat pump is best for you, we can give you a free quote. We also provide servicing to ensure they're always running at peak performance. So don't wait until the next heat wave or cold snap. Call us now for a free quote. 825-0214.
Looking for a conference room for your next get-together? Raglan Holiday Park's Hui Room is a modern facility that caters for up to 35 people. And with large screen, bathroom facilities and a full kitchen, it's perfect for team building, meetings, events and more. The Hui Room is only a few metres from the beach, which is great for extra activities, and accommodation is available for anyone coming from out of town. We do great discounted rates for locals too, so give us a call on 825 8283 today.
Raglan Community Radio supports the Code of Broadcasting Practice for the broadcasts of its radio programs. If you hear something you find offensive or intentionally misleading on our station, you have the right to complain. A formal complaint about a specific program or incident must be made within 20 days of broadcast of that program to Raglan Community Radio, PO Box 126 Raglan.
When in the West, listen to the best, Raglan Community Radio 98.1.
You're back with Talks with Jane, and yeah, talking about bringing your heart to the world and how to do that, really. By seeing where you're coming from and being clear, having some clarity about yourself. So, yes, also we're acknowledging Chris Christopherson's passing yesterday at the age of 88. He passed away in Maui in Hawaii. So nice place to live. And yeah, also talking about the Enneagram and Love and Work, which is a book that I'm going through at the moment by Helen Palmer, who has written a few books on the Enneagram, and a really good way of seeing yourself and others in your life quite clearly. And she, there's a few books out there on the Enneagram, but this one she writes really, really, she keeps the power of the Enneagram is what she does. You know, some of these structures, sort of like, I don't want to really name any because I don't want to get anyone's backs up, but sometimes there's modalities out there that get a little bit watered down because people tend to start using them in ways that they're not meant to be used, or making a lot of money out of them can be another way. But Helen Palmer is, she keeps it really authentic, and she stays true to the true nature of the Enneagram work. So she's a really good one to read if you wanna look into it more. And if you're an employer and looking at employing people, then you know, it's a bit of an insight into who you're getting. And the same in relationships. It's really good to try and sort of not analyse, but just see people a bit more clearly, and then you know how they function. You could put them in roles that suit them better. So it can be really useful. Yeah, so let's play another one by Chris Christopherson, to give him a little bit of a acknowledgement and send off for his passing. This is quite a lovely one by him. Not a big fan, but yeah, we'll play this one for the good times.
Don't look so sad, I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time been together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. Lay your head upon my pillow, hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window, and make believe you love me one more time. For the good times, I'll get along. You'll find another, and I'll be here if you should find you ever need me. Don't say a word about tomorrow or forever. There'll be time enough for sadness when you leave me. Lay upon my pillow. Hold your warm and tender body close to mine. Hear the whisper of the raindrops blowing soft against the window. Make believe you love me one more time. For the good times.
Oopsie daisy, that was Chris Christopherson. And for the good times, and quite a nice one, and appropriate because he passed away yesterday. And I was saying before, I was at my cousin Carlene, who you have probably heard on here. She's been on my show, and she's been on Aaron's show in the morning, and she's the wine person, so she knows all about wine. And she has an online company called Cult Wines. So you can pop on there and order lots and lots of different bottles. And yeah, and she knows the history of wine. If you listen to her podcast, which is on here, it's yeah, it's quite amazing. She's got such an in-depth knowledge of different wines and where they came from and the whole history of it. It's really fascinating. So yeah, and she's really listenable. That's a weird thing. So yeah, and quite humorous. So yeah, good to jump onto the website, Raglan Radio website and Community Radio website, and have a listen to her podcasts. But yeah, she's right into Chris Christopherson, and so that's all we heard at the barbecue last night. But anyhow, yeah, and I've been talking about this Enneagram thing, and we've just gone through number one of the Enneagram, that personality type. Yeah, it's a real ancient 9-pointed star, and yeah, I've also, sorry, just looking at my phone, talking to a mate of mine, Aretha in Opunaki. She's on board with all this stuff as well, and yeah, the Enneagram is a really useful tool to seeing yourself and others more clearly. And we've just looked at number one, the perfectionist. So yeah, we're up to number two, who is the helper, and the one that helps in order to gain more for themselves than for others. So they want to gain approval, and they want to avoid rejection. So that's basically their mode of operating. They have a sense of many selves, and each part of themselves is attuned to other people's needs. So they're very good at picking up on what people want, and very good at hooking in and offering the help that they need. And that can all seem really good on the surface for the first part of interacting with these people I've known a few, and I can be like it myself. But but then it can become suffocating, and it becomes so that the person that's being helped becomes less and less and less grateful, and the person helping becomes more and more helpful, And so there becomes a real imbalance, and then the person that's helping the number two becomes very resentful and very angry because they feel like they're not getting the acknowledgement and the thanks that they deserve. So it can go south pretty quickly. So yeah, but very useful to know all this stuff, because then when you are in a connection or an interaction with people that are a number two, and you start to feel a little bit uneasy when they start helping you, then you can mitigate that situation a lot better and a lot easier than if you're not aware. So we're just going to play Evie McClay's song now, Reason I Sing. I play that, give her a bit of airtime each week as well, because this is her first single out on Spotify. Song, The Reason I Sing. So yeah, quite lovely. And yeah, just you're listening to Heart Talks, and I have been having a chat in between to my friend Aretha in Opunaki, where I used to live. And yeah, I've worked quite a bit with her animals, I think she'll mind me saying, with her dogs. And she used to have a lovely, lovely dog called Zeus, who she used to drop off at my place for the morning when I was training to do whole energy body balance with dogs with the vet in Melbourne. And she used to drop them off and I'd do some practice work on. He was such a lovely boy, and I think doing the work with him did prolong his life a little bit, because he was pretty old when we started with him, and bigger dogs don't tend to live as long as little dogs. And I'd just got Poppy at that stage, my Jack Russell, and he was so good with her. And Aretha lost her husband. She's now remarried to a lovely guy, but she lost her husband, Greg, quite a few years ago now, quite suddenly. So I'm going to play his song. This is Mama, I'm Coming Home by Ozzy Osbourne.
Change and times are strange. Here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time's gone by, it seems to be. You could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove. Yeah, you had me hypnotized, yeah. Lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. The right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every day we've been apart. I don't care about the sunshine, yeah. Cause mama, mama, I'm coming home. I'm coming home.
Oh,
that was Ozzy Osbourne, Mama, I'm Coming Home. And that was for Aretha, my friend in Opunaki. Yeah, she recently contacted me too. We're in contact, but obviously. But she recently contacted me because she's looking at... She's just lost a dog. She lost Zeus, her lovely dog, and then she adopted another one. And he's since passed because he was quite elderly when he came. And now she's looking at adopting another one that... And so she got hold of me and just to have a little look in, a little tune into him, just to see if there's anything he needs, if there's anything they need to know, just to make his transition easier and just to, you know, to make sure that that they can communicate everything that he needs. And there was some really good information that came through. I haven't cleared it with her whether I can go public with it. Can I like do everything's confidential obviously in sessions. And so I clear it with the carer and with the animal before I give any details. But yeah, if you're thinking of adopting a dog, or any animal actually, then having an animal communication session is really, really, really helpful. I'm just gonna play another song for Aretha. This is the last one, and I don't know that I've actually even heard this, so it'll be a nice surprise. It's Escape by Rupert Holmes.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. Like a worn out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada, I didn't think about my lady. I know that sounds kind of mean, but me and my old lady have fallen into the same old old routine. So I wrote to the paper, took out a personal ad. And though I'm nobody's poet, I thought it wasn't half bad. Yes, I like piña colada. It's you. Then we laughed for a moment, and I said, I never knew that you like piña coladas and getting caught in the rain.
A song, Escape by Rupert Holmes, and that was for my friend Aretha in Opunaki. And just talking about that I've done a little bit of work with her dogs over the years. And if you're thinking of adopting a dog, then having an animal communication session is really beneficial. Gives you a lot of insight info about what the dog's going through and what can really help him transition into your home from where he is. So, yeah, and, Aretha's been a really great friend over the years and very grateful for all the help that she's given me in lots of different areas. So, yeah, nice to be chatting with her in Messenger and playing some songs for her. She's tuning in from Taranaki. So, yeah, we've been talking about the Enneagram and in love and work and how you can use that and use it in employment situations. So we were just looking at the number two of the Enneagram, who is the helper. And, you know, they can be quite hard to spot because they look like they're just trying to be really helpful and they're just trying to do their best to be the best person for you. But, like I read out before, you know, they have a lot of sense of many selves. So, you know, in each of those selves are attuned into the different needs of other people. And because they've got this sense of different selves, they're not really sure which one is their true self. So that can be quite tricky for them. And it can also look like you get a different person every time you see them, I suppose. But, they crave freedom. So they feel confined by having to support others. But, you know, that sounds a bit dichotomous because it seems to be what they're all about, being the helper. Self-presentation alters to meet the needs of others, yeah. So it's like, I suppose, if they're going to meet a friend for coffee, they won't just dress how they want to dress. They'll dress in relation to how that person is. If that person's dresses up for work and they're going to, they'll probably dress up more. If that person's more casual, they'll dress down. So, yeah, they change their own persona to meld with other people. They are empathetic and emotional and, yeah, again, it's going on about adaptations to the wishes of others as a way of gaining or retaining their love. So there's a lot of sort of contortionist stuff going on with the number two. It's like they turn themselves inside out to meet the needs of others. So, yeah, an interesting personality type there. The twos define themselves through the eyes of others. So, yeah, they find their identity in relationships. So very much the opposite of the one, whereas the one's more about the doing. The two is about the connecting, and the connecting in relationships. So yeah, and the threes are different again because they find their identity through their work and what they do. So that becomes quite important to them. So yeah, it's quite a fascinating thing. We're jumping around a little bit on Heart Talks today, jumping from the Enneagram to Kris Kristofferson passing yesterday to talking about other people that have passed and talking about animal communication. Seems to be the way that my mind works. I remember I did a computer graphic design degree back a few years ago. Sorry, there's people walking past waving. Yeah, I did started a computer graphic design degree, then changed to writing studies. Anyway, I was, now there's kids waving. I was in this computer science paper and struggling along because it was coding. And I had some tutoring with one of the computer science tutors, lecturers, and he said to me, you know, your brain doesn't work. To do computer science, your brain has to work, you know, linear in order, and your brain works like this. And he did this thing with his hand where he sort of jumped it around, and he said, your brain's just not going to do it. And so I just kept having tutoring every Friday and did what I could. I don't think I finished the actual module. And every time I did a test, I would put two slashes for the comment and put really sorry about this. And then I did the exam, and my lovely youngest son taught me how to do mind mapping for the exam. And yeah, I ended up coming out of that with a B+. So I was quite happy about that. So I don't think it really matters how your mind works. You just got to apply yourself, really. And, yeah, there you go. So, let's have another song. Let's go back to my Wednesday playlist. Nearly running out of songs here. We talked about Kris Kristofferson and his role in A Star Is Born with Barbara Streisand. We were trying to think last night at the barbecue with Carlene, my cousin, the wine guru. Trying to think about what the major song was that came out of that movie, but we couldn't think of it. Maybe I'll Google it. But anyway, then we were talking about the next remake of A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga. So this is one from her. It's called You and I.
It's been a long time since I came around. Been a long time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you. When you kiss me, I would give anything again to be your baby doll. This time I'm not leaving without you. He says, sit back down where you belong, in the corner of my bar with your high heels on. Sit back down on the couch where we this
Rebecca and Jesus Christ. There's something about the chase. 6 whole years. I'm a New York woman born to run you down. So I'm a lipstick all over your face. Something, something about just knowing when it's right. So put your dreams up in Nebraska. From Nebraska, Nebraska, I love you. You and I. You, you and I. Baby, I'd rather die without you and I. You and I. You, you and I. Nebraska, I'd rather die without you and I. It's been a long time since I came around. Time, but I'm back in town. This time I'm not leaving without you.
And that was You and I by Lady Gaga. And you're listening to Heart Talks, and we're coming up to the end of the show. But, yeah, we've just been acknowledging Kris Kristofferson's passing yesterday, and his role in A Star Is Born with Barbra Streisand, and, yeah, he was a pretty good actor, all right, and talking about the Enneagram as well, but I think we're done with that for today. Yeah, and the show is just about bringing your heart to the world and really doing what you love and really bringing it to the front of your mind is, you know, what is it that you really love doing and doing more of it? I think that's the guts of life, really. Just, you know, if you don't love it, then maybe just titrate it out of your life and... if you do, then, yeah, bring more in. So, yeah, and look at what you're doing too. You know, you might be starting out on a career or starting out in work in general or looking at study. Really look at, you know, what you love doing and what really makes your heart sing. And I've noticed too, there's quite a few people coming on the radio. And Aaron's had a few on the morning show that really sort of speak to that side of things more than just, you know, the capitalist sort of idea of what's going to make you the most money in life or what's going to get you ahead the most or what is it that you, that other people think you should do. It's really about doing what you truly love doing. Sometimes as you get older, you sort of lose that. And I think looking back to what you love doing as a child really helps. You know, what is it that you that you could sit for hours and hours and do when you were a kid? What, you know, sometimes we you know, people ask us, what do you want to be when you grow up? I think that could be relevant, but I think it really does pertain to, you know, what it is that we really got invested in and what we lost ourselves in when we were a kid. And I know for me it was writing. I really enjoyed writing. And because I do a bit of animal communication, I was an only child. I am an only child, so the animals that were in my family were like my brothers and sisters, and I came across a whole lot of stories that I wrote because I did correspondence school till the age of 10, and came across a whole lot of stories that I wrote that reminded me that that's exactly what I did, was I treated my animals like brothers and sisters, and so I had conversations with them, and they spoke back to me, and Yeah, and it was just a very natural thing to have happen. So I suppose it's a bit like people that talk to ghosts as well, you know, when that usually starts at quite an early age. And I've got a mate that's a medium that makes a living out of talking to dead people. And yeah, and I know that started for him as a four-year-old when his grandfather visited him on the end of his bed. So yeah, that's Calvin Cruikshank. He's I think he's been on Sensing Murder quite a few times, and he's written quite a few books. So yeah, interesting guy. Yeah, so circling back, look at what you love doing as a kid, if you're feeling a bit lost as to what direction to go in, and see where it leads you. Okie dokie, let's have another song. This is quite a cool one. I think, again, it's off Siani's Xmas 2024 list that she's making to give to people for Christmas. And it's called The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie by Colter Wall.
Something to admit, I met a man out in the stakes, a good old miss. He drove a series tank Cadillac and wore a cigar on his lip. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? Saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. And he said, I know you, young man. I know you by the state of your hands. You're a six-string picker, just as I am. Let me learn you some, I know a few tunes to make all the girls dance. Don't you know the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July, white as a cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Foolish, foolish was I. Damn my foolish eyes. Is that man's lessons at a price? Oh, sweet price. My sweet soul, everlasting, a very own eternal life. Don't you know that the devil wears a suit and tie? I saw him driving down the 61 in early July,
white as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by. Well, the devil wears a suit and tie. I saw him driving down the 61 in early July. White as the cotton, feeling sharp as a knife. I heard him howling as he passed me by.
That was Cult of War with The Devil Wears a Suit and Tie. It's a pretty cool song. So yeah, we're coming to the end of the Heart Talk show for today. And yeah, thank you for listening. Thanks to Aretha for messaging from Obanaki and her two requests. And yeah, acknowledging Chris Christopherson's passing yesterday. Condolences to his family. We, yeah, even though people are famous, they still are very much missed. I'm sure he's got a lot of fans that will be quite sad about that. My cousin Carlene is one of them. Yeah, you can listen to her podcasts on Raglan Radio here if you want to learn more about wine and the history of wine. She's really fascinating to listen to. Very, very knowledgeable about all of that. So, yeah, and she has a business called Cult Wines, which you can jump online and order really interesting bottles of wine from her. She actually catered my son's wedding back in March and yeah, did a really good job. She really listened to what they wanted and got the numbers right for the alcohol. So yeah, really amazing, very talented in the wine industry. She also does a bit of teaching on the side, which yeah, and I interviewed her on here a while back, and it was quite interesting actually hearing her story, because she's gone from sort of high school teacher to online tutoring when she moved back to New Zealand from Melbourne, and now she's right neck deep in this journey with wines, and she loves promoting local wines as well. And I think there's a guy in Holland Road that makes gin that's rather good too. So yeah, very very interesting, that transition, and she's still in the transition. So you know, sometimes when we learn what we truly love and we really want to do what we truly love, sometimes there is a bit of a transition period. So yeah, and up next on Raglan Community Radio, we have Cosmic Salutations with Caleb from 5 to 6:30, and then What the Funk with Brett from 6:30 to 8:00. And both really into their different genres of music and very play very different stuff that you wouldn't normally find on Spotify. I know Brett plays actual vinyl, so yeah, very cool, and some CDs. So yeah, let's go out with a song. Yeah, so thank you for listening. This will be up as a podcast on the Raglan Community Radio website, and it'll also be on my website, which is called happilyheart.com. So I did see a song before that I was going to play. Just had to go to my other playlist. I was looking for a Hendrix one actually, because I haven't played him today, and he is one of my favourites, and we did play a lot of him a few weeks ago because it was his passing over day. was looking for this one particular one. I actually walked down the aisle. I got married in 1993. And this was the song that I walked down the aisle to. So anyway, this is Angel by Jimi Hendrix. And I will catch you next week. And also, if there's a few people around looking for houses to rent, me included. So if you have anything out there that's unfurnished and pet friendly, then yeah, get a hold of me on the radio, through the radio station, or Happily Heart, which is my website. Okay, so this is Angel by Jimi Hendrix.
Angel came down from heaven yesterday. She stayed with me just long enough to rescue me. And she told me a story yesterday about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. And then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back tomorrow. And I said, fly on, my sweet angel. Fly on through the sky. Silver winged silhouette against a child's sunrise. And my angel, she said unto me, today is the day for you to rise. Take my hand, you're gonna be my man, you're gonna rise. And then she took me